This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Broadcasting from the WEEI studios. Powered by Verizon. 93.7 WEEI FM and HD1. Lawrence, Boston. An Odyssey Sports Station.
They can win in Boston.
In New York.
They're going to have the best player in the game, first and foremost.
Cool.
Jaylen Brown?
He's not better than Brunson. You crazy?
Well, I disagree. I love Brunson, but Jaylen Brown's going to be the best player in that game.
The amount of
pressure is going to be on New York. Man, it's going to be fun to watch that game. Because I think it's a must-win for the Knicks, in my personal opinion.
This is WEEI Afternoons.
With Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens.
And three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
Charles Barkley.
I love him.
Big, big JB fan now.
Love him. Was he not before?
I don't know, but okay. Shaq was right to at least bring up the idea that Jalen Brunson's a pretty good player.
He said he's better than JB. You think he's better than JB?
I don't.
But I don't either.
I think the rest of the world does. Have the all-NBA teams come out yet? I don't believe they have. There was a lot of talk that Jalen Brunson was going to be all-NBA.
But it's tough. It's not really fair. Honestly, it's not to compare the two. One is clearly the best player, when the other one is one of the best players on a really good team.
Right.
So it's his numbers. If you want to compare points and all that, go ahead. It's not fair to compare Brunson's to JB's because there's different roles for the teams.
And I think and that's a good leaping off point for the discussion here on WEEI Afternoons. I think more people before yesterday believed if Jaylen Brown went somewhere else and was the number one and got the opportunities, he would put up good numbers on a bad team. They wouldn't be that good, but he'd put up sort of paper stats. I think yesterday's performance changes the perception for some of the critics or haters or
me, the doubters.
Yeah, the doubters.
I need to see more of it. I'm one of those doubters.
But you got a little taste of it.
I thought he was brilliant. I thought JB played the best game I've ever seen him play. I thought it was incredible. We all talked about he averages 3 assists a game. I thought sometimes the ball gets sticky with him. No sticky tack. No. That ball did not get sticky last night. And he was 12 assists. But just knowing, okay, I need to be physical and attack Brunson's, Brunson's guarding me, please, and taking advantage of that, and just his willingness to play defense on the best player and just getting in his grill and making it tough was awesome, I thought.
You know what's crazy is that no other member of the Celtics had higher than 3 assists, and yet he had 12. Integral he was to everything.
And it ran through him, so he had more opportunities, obviously, to get the assist.
What a game.
I also think, because I thought there were a couple times he maybe overpassed. There was one specific three where he passed it to Pritchard, who took the guy closed out on Pritchard. I'm like, JB, you would have had a more open three than him.
Yep.
But I think he was so in the mode of, that's what I'm doing tonight. And I also thought he did that because he knew, I'll get it back.
Yeah.
Tatum's not here to take the ball. Like, I get the ball last. I'm going to get the ball most often. So I have those opportunities to pass. I don't have to get mine while I can. So that mindset is different. It's interesting. It's going to be interesting to see his evolution. Hopefully I keep wearing this jersey for a while now. Yep. They get through this series and all that. This evolution here, because now the expectations are higher. Now you got two top 50 all-time players on TNT saying, well, who's best? Like, we're going to have, like, this Rocky-Apollo fight tomorrow
night. Oh, it's going to be hype.
Right?
It's going to be hype.
So now you get now the expectation is even a little higher because less people think he's going to be sticky with the ball or turn the ball. Now they're like,
right.
Well, do it again. Give me 12 assists again.
Yeah. Cornette. Let's see you do it again, Cornette.
Right.
But do you think that maybe if the Celtics should – they should almost look at – instead of just how many threes can we throw up, it's assists. How many assists can we get in a game? Like, if we – because that – to me, that's such a great – for this team that wants to shoot a bunch of threes, if you have high assist numbers, I know you got to make the shot. So it's – but I just think when you saw movement in that offense that you haven't seen in a long time.
And it also creates fatigue on the other team. Because when you swing the ball, the guy – close out. I'm rotating. And maybe the first quarter, that doesn't matter. But by the second quarter, the third quarter, especially a team like the Knicks that isn't – it isn't OKC. It's not Orlando. They're not this young, scrappy, this is what we do. They'll probably start questioning, do I really want to put in all this effort? They're going to keep swinging it. And eventually somebody's getting an open three. So does it really matter if it's one pass earlier that my guy is the open three?
What was the stat? They were down. The Celtics were down like 35 touches a game. Like they're not just even the assists, like the number of touches per game was way down in the New York series. I guarantee you that was up last night. And that's key to them being able to replicate, duplicate, or even exceed what they did last night.
Too. Yeah. And you know what I saw last night that I thought was tremendous, and I absolutely love. You ever just watch Steph Curry when he doesn't have the ball on offense? He never stops moving, and you saw that from Derek White. You saw Hauser comes in and he's doing everything he can to get open. Pritch was doing the same thing. There's just such, as opposed to five wide, clear out, and let JT go one-on-one, you saw just a more fluid game, guys really working hard when they didn't have the ball to get open, so that when they did get the ball passed to them, they were open for the
shot.
And
it paid off. And it's only one example, that bullet pass he threw to Holiday under the rim, where he was kind of waiting for it, and he just, it was a laser. How many times do we see in modern NBA that guy gets the ball and then kicks it to the guy in the corner for an open three? Like, no, we'll just take the 2 points and we'll score and move about our business. I loved the way they played last night.
That's a great indication of just they were smart in those moments. Like, they weren't just hucking up threes. They were playing smart basketball.
Correct. Smart basketball and basketball where they were all on the same page. And I'm not going down the road, Fitzy.
We haven't even said it. The words haven't come out of our mouths.
We're not talking about Jason Tatum. We're not comparing anything.
Good,
We're just talking
about not a better team without him.
The style and execution that was enjoyable to watch last night, right, Ted?
Yep.
And
I really enjoyed it.
Was successful. It worked. Like it against a good team who just a couple days ago I had to hear they were about to win the world championship because they were up 3-1 and all these things. You beat a good basketball team. I will also say, Karl Anthony Towns continues to be
an enigma?
Less than an enigma.
Underwhelming?
Not great. Like he's frustrated. You can see it with him. Like he reacts to everything. He is not
his body language is not
awful.
My favorite. Yeah.
And there's no flow to his game. It doesn't feel
unlike Luke Cornette, who reverse dunks.
I will never forget that. Like
Wick,
that is
the
one
look on Wick Grosbeck's face afterwards. Like, if the phrase "Holy Schmidt" could actually be a face, it was Wick's afterwards. He was just like, I've been waiting for this for years.
I think guys that put murals in their own house of themselves or over their bed are doinks, dinks, whatever you want to call them. Mm-hmm. I won't keep going.
Oh, Big Cat does?
No. If I were Luke Cornette, I'd put that over my bed.
Oh, my garage
reverse
would be
dunk, and I'd make sure it says, like, you know, my stat line and what the situation, elimination it's, game against the Knicks.
I'd gallery wrap the walls in my gym with me reverse dunking on the Knicks.
That is glory days. Tell your grandkids about that and, you know, show them the video because they might not believe it.
So here's a question heading into tomorrow night. So we were talking about how the Knicks are going to maybe try to hide Brunson from Jaylen Brown. You guys don't think it's possible. I understand that, too. Yes, go try to get their best player in foul trouble. However, I thought Derek White had like another amazing game, under the radar, underrated perpetually. I didn't realize he had 34 points.
Oh, yeah.
To which this sort of leads me to this question. What if the Knicks do everything they can to stop, like, what if they make him a point of emphasis tomorrow night? And now he'll try to find a way to get his.
Yeah, he'll get his.
He'll definitely get his.
He is a professional,
professional basketball
You
want
to take
player.
Away his three-pointer? Oh, okay. Then he'll just take the ball to the rim. Do you see how many times he shot? I mean, he was at the free throw line all game.
Or he could end up being the guy.
The most free throws I've ever seen him shoot in the postseason.
He could also be the guy that ends up with 12 assists tomorrow night.
And if he could make some of those free throws, we'd really be going somewhere.
Well, how about old front rim McGee over here, Jaylen Brown?
Typical Boston media Dan Ball. They win by 25 in an elimination game, and you're bitching about their missed free throws.
Yeah, you know me, Mr. Pessimism on this show.
I will say,
I'm so tired of it, Dan.
Do you know who played the most minutes last night?
PP?
Derek White.
The White?
40 minutes. He was the only one in 40 minutes. PP was right behind him at 39 minutes, but Derek White just goes out there and gives you 40 minutes.
Like it's nothing. Does he give me PP?
No.
You know me. He doesn't even get tired out there.
No. And
the defensive effort's still there.
Everything's still there. Yeah. And that's why I would never, you know, I talk about maybe we relax our fears about JB having a bad game.
Mm-hmm.
We saw last night and we go, okay, I feel better about him. Derek White, I never have a fear he's going to have a bad game. I just don't. And it's happened.
I trust him. Sure. Right. I trust him.
But it would, if you picked any of the guys on the Celtics and said, tomorrow night, Madison Square Garden, the greatest arena in the world, or whatever that guy told us earlier.
It's the world's most famous arena.
If you said rank the Celtics in terms of who you're worried about, maybe it's too big, he has a bad night.
He's bottom of the list.
Bottom of the list. I would not even, it would stun me if he doesn't have a good game tomorrow night or good enough game. I don't know if he's going to go out and get 34 and 40 minutes.
The beauty of that, if we just really played that out, is there isn't really buddy on the roster that I look at and think the moment will be too big. I mean, the Hauser's kind of been through the fire. So is, at this point, Peyton Pritchard. He's been through it. So, like, who else? They're all veterans that have been around, that have been in big games, that aren't going to let that atmosphere bother them. And that's why, I don't know. I mean, that's what makes the Celtics so, is they have a great mixture of young talent with older veterans that have been around.
If anybody, this is where I show my objectivity. If anybody were to have a crap game tomorrow night, I'd still go JB. And it's not because I think the moment would be too big, but when you play the way he plays, you can get a couple fouls, you can kind of get out of your head a little bit, and it can kind of snowball negative.
In the film, now they know maybe, okay, they'll go attack him differently.
Right.
They weren't sure what they were getting in the first game.
And it doesn't take much
I'd prepare for that.
He's got two fouls in the first quarter, and that kind of alters the way it all plays. You know what I mean?
Ooh, that's a great point.
Because last night,
driving at him a lot. Yeah.
Driving at him, or he drives and he picks up some offensive foul with an elbow or with something.
Yep.
Because last night, I honestly thought he was sort of like this weird amalgamation of like Marcus Smart and Jason Tatum. Like he was the scorer, but he was also the scrappy defense and
he's a complete player.
And that's tough. I mean, that's tough to do amongst the best players in the world in an NBA playoff game, in an elimination game. 617-779-7937. Let's go back to the phone lines. Paul in Pawtucket, what do you think of the Celtics and what they did last night and when they got ahead of them?
Give me PP.
Well, I'll tell you guys, the telling factor is ball movement you were talking about. And you also mentioned that it creates fatigue on the other team. Another thing that is a result of the fatigue is they foul more. Because they get tired, they can't catch up to the dribbler or whoever has the ball. And at that point, that's why we had all those fouls created. So hopefully Jason learns that. I think Jaylen Brown realized that one-on-one doesn't work. And if they keep playing like this, I mean, you know, I'm an optimist. And obviously Tatum is great. But if they keep playing this way, I think they have a pretty good chance of going a long way.
Thanks for the call, Paul. Yeah, I think off of last night's game, if that's what the Celtics look like without Jason Tatum, if that's like a fair snapshot of what they are, they absolutely have the chance to go as far as you can go.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to sound like, you know, get the Homer horn ready, but is there any reason you perform like that? You play defense. You move the ball. You're efficient. You play as a team. You don't shoot. You don't force threes. You take them within the confines of the game. You have 20-whatever assists. Like, those are all things you go, that plays. Like, that plays, that travels. You know, defense travels. That style of game travels to any game, any arena, any night, any matchup.
I think they would give, okay, if they played like the rest of the way like they did last night, they would be, to me, like, they'd give OKC a run for the money, who I think is going to come out of the West.
And I also think, I know basketball isn't necessarily football in terms of game plans and matchups and schemes, but they're a little more of an unknown right now because they're an evolving basketball team. Mm. With Jaylen Brown as the lead guy, with Luke Kornet doing whatever Luke Kornet's... You know what I mean? There's a little... You have less tape and less knowledge. And the other thing is, Scal said it again yesterday. They've been at their best this year when they don't have everybody. And I remember he beat that drum early in the year. He was talking... Remember when they got Porzingis back the first time after he missed the beginning of the season?
Mm-hmm.
That's when they also went through their little, wherever that was, late December, January, ups and downs. And he thought... They were struggling to bring it all together. He thought they had gotten used to playing without him in a certain way. And I think there's a little truth to that of who they are now. Like, you know, if you're prepping for them as the Pacers, like if they win this series, they go on to play the Pacers. Mm-hmm. It's not the team you played a year ago because Jason Tatum is a massive part of your game plan. So you're changing the way. And I'm not saying that means, oh, Celtics roll. There's just a little layer of unknown.
Intrigue.
Or, yeah, intrigue, mm-hmm. whatever you want to call it. 617-779-7937. Let's go to Jim in Holliston. What's up, Jim?
Hey, guys. How are we doing?
Good, man.
Great game last night. You know, I must say I was very impressed with the inside game they had last night. Just the open passing right underneath the rim. Great ball movement. I know they shot the heck out of the three, but also, that Carl Anthony Towns, dude.
All right.
Lost him.
Lost him. He said like Carl Anthony Towns.
Well, but the call was about the subject line was dirty Knicks players.
I don't know if I buy that. I mean,
yeah, I'm not really.
Jaylen Brown had a couple incidents last night that were
aggressive
on the line. I mean, he flat out pushed Josh Hart from behind in that little. And then if you look at the clip that made the rounds on Twitter, apparently gave him the old Croc Dundee
junk
test.
He gave him the old Cordarrelle Patterson.
Yes, and then he had a knee. That he threw kind of at Jalen Brunson.
I feel like Brunson,
drive.
Though, is the king of the dirty play.
I also think it's playoff basketball.
Yeah.
Like, I like this. And the one guy on that team that I would like to see on the Boston Celtics, do you know who the guy is on the Knicks?
Bridges. Anunoby.
I like him. I like him. Josh Hart. And it's not just the name. He's a
you
guy.
You just want the jersey.
No, he's a guy that I look sometimes and he's got 6 points, but it feels like he's controlling the game. Like, he's this. He's got a little Neesmith in him where he's just kind of all over the place.
Energy.
He's not going to score
like
you a ton of points, but for a team that is competing for a title, he's one of those
guys.
I take
Brunson, personally.
Well, I mean, yeah, but if you want to load up a super. I don't love Brunson.
No?
I liked him more.
Not on this team.
No, yeah.
We already got
our Jaylen. We don't need another Jaylen.
Oh, no, is he
team.
In your Giannis lump now?
Let's go back to the phone line, 617-779-7937. Mike in Framingham, what are your thoughts on the Celtics, Mike?
All right. Sadly, they're going to lose the next game, in my opinion.
Boom.
And the reason why is they don't have a low post power. Look, how many times have I seen Porzingis, who's been matched up with someone about half his size, and the guy can keep him from getting close to the bucket. Porzingis is the weak link. He's not strong. He's got a three-point shot. He's good at blocking, but he has no weight behind him and no muscle.
Thanks for the call, Mike.
That's absolutely not true.
Don't need him in this series,
He
Mike.
May not play tomorrow.
Yeah,
Mike.
Don't need him. Don't
he's
need him.
Not really a factor. Yeah, well, I also don't think it's fair.
This isn't 1995 anymore.
Right. That's 100% true. I also don't think judging Porzingis on what he's doing right now is really fair. I think it's clear that he's not – something's not right. He's a better post player than he's shown. He's a better shooter than he's shown. Yeah. He's a better athlete than he's shown, whether it's the lungs, the breath. I don't know.
I haven't seen him play this bad. You know, well, he hasn't been here long, but ever at any point last year.
Yeah, no. This is not Porzingis, but I also don't think you're going to see much Porzingis tomorrow night. I don't think they're going to count on him.
Mm-mm.
He may be there on the bench, and he may need to go in the game, but I don't think they're counting
on
him.
And I want to just tell Mike, you know what? They can post up with JB. Drew Holiday can post up.
Yep.
So Mike's probably thinking of the traditional big to match up with Cat. It's a different NBA. It's not about bigs posting up anymore.
617-779-7937. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, we got to talk a little bit about these videos. And we got to talk a little bit about the Patriots video that Ted Johnson loved.
Ugh.
I sent it to him, and boy, did he have a reaction. Ted Johnson's reaction to those Patriots videos, and Quiz with Stiz up next on a Thursday here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball has what's trending.
The Greg Hill Show, weekdays 6 to 10.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right, here's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com, brought to you by FindMassMoney.gov. The Celtics are still alive. They beat the Knicks at TD Garden last night, 127-102. Derek White led the way with 34 points, while Jaylen Brown added 26 of his own, along with 12 assists. Game 6 is tomorrow night at 8 p.m. at Madison Square Garden. Also from last night, the Timberwolves eliminated the Warriors in 5 games. Tonight, it's the Thunder at the Nuggets for a Game 6. OKC leads 3-2. The Tigers walked off the Red Sox for a second straight game last night. The final was 6-5 as Detroit completed the series sweep. It was the first time all season that Boston has been swept in a series. They are now 22-23, so a much-needed off day today for the Red Sox. They return to action at Fenway Park against the Braves tomorrow night. 2 Stanley Cup playoff games on the docket tonight. Hurricanes are at the Capitals for a Game 5. Carolina leads 3-1. And in the late game, the Stars are at the Jets for a Game 5. Dallas also leads that series 3-1. The Patriots' 2025 schedule has been released. Among the highlights of the schedule this year, the home opener is Week 1 against the Raiders. That is September 7th at 1 p.m. Stephon Diggs, health notwithstanding, returns to Buffalo in Week 5 on Sunday Night Football. Other primetime games include a Thursday Night Football matchup against the Jets in Week 11 and a Monday Night Football matchup against the Giants in Week 13. Both of those games are at home. The Patriots finished the season in Week 18 at home, hosting the Miami Dolphins. More good news for the Pats from earlier today. Defensive tackle Christian Barmore said that he has been cleared for football activity after having his 2024 season cut short due to a recurrence of blood clots. And finally, in the 107th PGA Championship, Australian Cam Davis is your first round leader at 6 under par, one shot clear of American Ryan Gerard. There's lots of things to celebrate this month, from Mother's Day to Memorial Day and finding money you didn't know you had. You may have unclaimed money from a forgotten savings account, uncashed payroll checks, or a refund check that never got to you. Go to findmassmoney.gov today. It's a secure website and takes only 30 seconds to search your name. I'm Dan Ball. This is trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. It's a Quiz with Stiz on the afternoon show, and that's next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you missed any part of the show,
or to have it delivered to your phone daily,
subscribe to the WEEI Afternoons podcast on the Odyssey app
or wherever you find your podcasts.
Now, more of WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
I'm looking at this. A conservative 17-0 for the New England Patriots. That's your 2025 schedule. And like I said, it looks pretty easy to me.
That was the voice of Dave Portnoy of Barstool fame. Last night, he was of Patriots schedule release video fame. To set the visual, he was standing doing one of his emergency press conferences that he's known for behind the 6 Super Bowl trophies. He had a schedule on a piece of paper, and he basically just went 1-0, 2-0. Then he would lose his place and have to actually count. Wait, where? What's the record now? 1-2-3. Now I'm 4-0, 5-0. He forgot Baker Mayfield's name at one. He goes, Tampa has that, the Oklahoma quarterback who runs around a little bit. Ted Johnson, reaction to that video when you saw it?
When I saw that, I was triggered like I was watching Requiem for a Dream, kind of. You know, just in a different way.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Just a different way. I was just like, I need a drink. I need something to calm my nerves. It was just frenetic, and it was just a lot of spewing. Like, it wasn't, they didn't plan anything. Just like, he went up there and just off the,
okay,
I'll just off the top, I'm just going to start babbling about the schedule. And it was like, is this going to ever end?
It made me a little uncomfortable.
It was brutal. No thought into it.
Almost like if we did a new segment, and then at the end, we'd be like, "Oh, we either we need to get rid of that, or script it better next time, or something." And
there's no thought put into it.
Can I take a shot at you, Fitzy?
Go ahead.
You know what it reminded me of?
What, my old videos?
No.
Okay.
No. You, when Ted got mad at you reading Phil Perry's mock draft for mm-hmm. 7 rounds, that's how I kept waiting for something to change and be more entertaining.
We're going to do the whole thing here? Just a few more rounds.
No, I couldn't. Almost. I wanted. There was one point where the director or producer gave him some information or something. And he's like, oh, thank you, Mr. And I was like, now we're putting off camera people involved in the. Did we only have 5 minutes to do? Could we not really do this whole draft, right?
I'll just give you a couple more.
We're not really doing this whole schedule, right? Right, Dave? Oh, we're really doing. And then I look at other teams that are doing like
13 games
Minecraft.
By the way, he had 13 games in. He had them 14-0.
Oh yeah, he had them undefeated.
Well, I gotta say, when you look at the landscape of, you know, the Washington Commanders doing, wasn't Crossy Farm or like whatever that video game is
Minecraft.
Where you build. They did the one where you build an amusement park. And they did a parody of that. Mm-hmm. That was very clever. The Colts was so edgy with Minecraft, they had to pull it back. Although Tyreek Hill, as we saw earlier, Dan Ball, actually tweeted out, you didn't need to pull the video down. I thought it was funny, even though they took a giant shot at him. The Chargers did
shot
the Minecraft.
Or stated the truth?
Stated the truth.
Yep. Chargers video was super funny. Did you guys see the Titans video? Schedule Rizzy. It was a parody of the Sky Rizzy pharmaceutical.
Oh, it was great. Yeah,
it was
great.
Phenomenal. The Titans social team crushes it every year.
Yep.
I didn't love this. Sorry. There's probably someone at the stadium now just like, ow, Fitzy,
you know what?
Come on.
Actually, I'm going to take a win off for the Patriots. If that's who's running the social media.
Oh.
If that's who's running. I mean, if the social media is that bad?
That's
I got to take one of the wins off.
All right.
Only 9 wins.
I'm curious to see a broad swath of New Englanders. Did they love it because Portnoy is such an unapologetic New England and Boston sports homer? Did some people look at it compared to last year's, like, Good Jules Hunting, which was so well produced, and say, but guys, you set a new standard last year. Now we're just doing an EPC?
Yeah, it was just not good. But you know what is good?
What's that?
Well, you know what's not good is my record recently, but Quiz with Stiz is awesome. So let's get to Quiz with Stiz.
All right, boys, we're pressed for time, so we're going to run through it, okay? No pussyfooting around, okay?
No, let's go.
One of my favorite expressions.
We're going to get right. You guys know the rules. You know how it's played. And if not, you're going to have to do your best to keep up, okay?
Okay, keep up.
All right.
Nick, you won last week, so heads or tails, my man?
I will go tails.
And tails never fails. You will start off tonight.
Thank you.
Tonight's theme. Your 2024-2025 Boston Celtics.
Oh,
alrighty.
Interesting. Wow,
Nick,
very topical. Yes, sir.
Where did Luke Kornet play college ball?
I'm actually going to use my Ted lifeline.
Okay. Big Teddy J.
Oh, baby. Why do I have... I want to say Moso. No. Missouri Southern? No.
I wasn't even sure what Moso was.
Yeah. Moso.
Moso, what was it?
Danny's got to take a shot.
How about Utah? Ooh.
No. Mm. Nick, was it A, University of Colorado? B, Duke? C, Vanderbilt?
I'm going to have to go with C, Vanderbilt.
There you go.
Yeah, you had to there.
He's a Commodore. Because I know, obviously, he wasn't a buff. And
it
would have
been awesome if he was a buff. And you didn't
know that.
That would have been great for the show, bad for your old pal Fitzy. Okay.
All right, Andrew. Luke Kornet holds the NCAA record for most three-pointers made by a seven-footer. How many three-pointers?
I know. I knew it.
So he probably went to school for 4 years. Let's say he hit 40 every year. So 4 times 4. 171.
Man. Nicholas.
I'm going to go with 71.
No. Andy, was it A, 125, B, 150, C, 175?
They all feel fake because they're perfect 25, 50, 75. I am going to go 150.
He's on the board.
Yeah!
Let's go.
150.
My math wasn't terrible. 4 years, 40
no,
a year.
Yeah,
you were close. The right process.
Huh.
All right, Nicholas.
All right, I'm back, baby.
How many regular season wins did the Celtics finish with this year?
61.
That's right.
Oh, don't say it. Just keep moving. Uh-oh. Don't say it.
All right,
it.
Andrew.
I say, Luke Kornet's career three-pointers at a school we didn't know.
All right, Andrew.
I'm Ron Burgundy?
The Celtics tied the NBA record this year for most wins by 30 points or more. How many 30-point wins did the Celtics have this year? Regular season.
That's a tough one, as they always are for me. So I will go with, so they had 61 wins. Let's go, seven!
Nicholas.
Eight.
Wow.
I knew that, actually.
I actually don't feel bad either. My guess wasn't bad.
Yeah, that was close.
Yeah.
All righty.
Close don't count.
That's true. I'm losing.
Nicholas.
All right.
How many regular season road wins did the Celtics have this year?
They had 33.
Wow.
That's right. You're right. Good.
Did you read a scouting report or something?
I know. Yeah. What's up with this?
Look at this guy show prepping.
He's a green teamer, man.
I did see him in the studio room a little while ago.
Actually, I had Terp under a light.
Tell me everything you know and tell it to me now.
All right, Andy. Our sixth man of the year, Peyton Pritchard, recently inked an endorsement deal with this iconic brand. We've talked about this on the show.
One hasn't been announced. He's going to ink another deal very soon that will be announced.
Don't tip it away.
Iconic brand. We talked about this on the show?
We did.
Did Ted remember talking about it on the show?
Was Andy listening when I was
listening
on the show?
It's a sneaker company.
Maybe.
It's not one of the big ones, and it's not his teammate's company, so I'm going to say Converse.
He got it.
Yay! Nice.
And that's right.
Very happy to hear.
They asked Peyton why he didn't go with Jalen Brown's 741s, and he said, well, Jalen makes a lot more money than I do.
Yeah, I remember that.
Right. Fair point.
Yeah. Yep.
Fair point.
All right,
good.
Nicholas.
Converse is in the Nike family. We like it.
What was the name of the Derek White Sam Adams limited edition collaboration beer?
Derek White Ale.
That's right, Derek.
You giving this guy a beer question?
But it would have been yours had I not won the flip.
My other answers were D Hops and Derek that. Light Ale.
I like both of those.
I like D Hops a lot.
Yeah. D Hops is excellent.
All right, Andrew. This year's Celtics set a record for most 3 points attempted regular season. How many 3-point attempts did the Celtics take?
You got to be kidding me. How about 60 a game.
Doing the quick math.
Carry the one.
3,995.
Almost
close.
Wow. I'll go with 4,002.
Ooh, no. Andy, A, 3,955. B, 3,988. Or C, 4,109 3 points attempted.
3,955.
He got it.
Oh, what a guess. What's the score here?
It's 5-3, so Andy can technically tie, depending on what happens on this question.
Okay. All right, I got three more. Nicholas.
Yeah.
Nemus Cata became the first player from his hometown to play in the NBA. Where is Cata from?
Nemus Cata is from... Nemus Cata from his hometown to play in... Holy smokes, where is this guy?
Country.
What country? Oh, Trinidad and Tobago.
Oh, sorry.
I'm going to guess because I thought I heard this. Portugal.
You heard right.
Yeah!
Let's go,
He's
bro.
Portuguese?
Let's go.
That's right.
Let's go. Way to go,
first guy from Portugal to enter.
We got 5-4?
Right. 5-4 with two questions.
Andy has this to tie, and he does have his Ted Johnson lifeline available. Right.
Why are you laughing?
I'm laughing at how it usually goes.
Yep. All right, Andrew.
I'm going to deliver for him.
I know. I'm laughing at Andy, not at you.
Andrew, okay. The Celtics set a franchise record this year for fewest turnovers in a full season. How many turnovers did the Celtics have this year?
This is just ridiculous. Bananas.
There's 82 games. The average one. 82 games? Let's do that. 82 games. A little more than 10 a game. 12 a game. 960.
You've got to be kidding me.
Woo!
What?
Is that right?
You've got to be kidding. 960.
Go get you a lottery ticket.
Wait, hold on
go
a second.
Get you a
Thank
wait.
You for the assist.
Go wait, hold on a second. That's not amazing. Even if you average 8 times 8. Wait, how did you?
That will never happen again.
12 times 82 is 984.
What in the math?
So you actually did bad math. Got
no,
you
I was
that.
Actually doing 82 times 10, and then it was like a little bit more. And
all right, Nicholas. Amazing. Let's go, because we're up against it. Nicholas, last question. We are tied.
You can't lose this,
Nick.
Bro.
No, I can.
Joe Mazzulla's nickname for his car is Free Willy. What kind of car does Joe Mazzulla drive?
Oh, wow. Joe Mazzulla drives... Okay, it's got to be a big one, so I'm going to go with a Chevrolet Suburban.
No.
Free Andrew. Willy, like alliteration.
What thing?
Do you know?
No.
I'll use my lifeline. Ted Johnson, help me out here, Ted.
Free Willy is a big, it's a whale, right?
It's a whale.
So it's a bigger car.
Okay.
I'm going to guess a minivan.
They didn't ask what.
Chrysler Pacific minivan.
No, it isn't. That's what we had in Green Bay.
Let's go.
That was Ted Johnson's car.
Wait,
in Green Bay.
Hold on.
It's a great car.
It's got to be a specific kind of car.
No, he nailed it. Don't sulk. It's not
Chrysler Pacific minivan. We're going to
You know what? I'll give it. You know what, actually?
You have an embarrassment of riches.
You really do.
I was going to say, for guessing 960 out of the blue.
He's got kids.
And that was really the vehicle we had.
You had a Pacifica?
A Chrysler Pacifica that he picked.
Unreal.
Not the all blacked out Dodge Charger that would have been so much fun to drive all week.
Great minds think alike.
The thing was, I was actually going to guess that Joe Mazzulla had like a fast car. Joe Mazzulla makes that kind of money and drives a Pacifica?
It has 90,000 miles on it and he calls it
Free Willy. You don't nickname your fast car Free Willy.
Right.
So
his logic is spot on. Well done, Ted Johnson. Thank you very much.
Look at you guys.
I needed
a redemption story.
I needed that to get back on the win.
It was 5-2. What a comeback.
Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, odds and ends, and it can't be any odder than the end of that quiz with Stiz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
WEEI Afternoons coming up here on Odds and Ends, brought to you by Cars for Kids, your trusted charity for car donations. Also accepts donations of boats, RVs, motorcycles, and real estate. Call today, 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. That's CARS with a K. We got some interesting audio coming up in 1 second. I did want to note, though, Red Sox off tonight. They'll be back at Fenway Park. We'll be down at Fenway in our Ford Clubhouse Studios tomorrow. And what a game. Chris Sale versus Garrett Crochet.
How about that? Oh, that's great. Oh,
buzz in the air.
They need a win against the old pal tomorrow night, because the way they getting swept out by the Tigers was, and in the fashion in which they did it, that was embarrassing.
Yeah, it's not great that now you can add Chapman as the guy in the bullpen who's booked. So we went through your boy Whitlock. We went through Slayton's struggles. Is it now Chapman?
Weissert ate it.
Weissert, yep. Yeah, everybody.
Slayton,
They can't point fingers in the bullpen because they're all screwing it up. Yes, Dan Ball.
Red Sox becoming the first team ever to face back-to-back Cy Young Award winners in games as they get Sale and then Skubal right before it.
They actually were decent against Skubal last night. That's about as much as you can ask for.
Go ahead, 100%.
You know,
I just want to make this point. Is it still kind of surprising that they are, a game under 500? Two games? And they lead the league in strikeouts. They lead the league in blown saves.
Yep.
They lead the league in errors. Mm-hmm. And they lead league in losing games, one-run games. Those are huge things that they are at the worst in the Major League Baseball. Well, and they're still just one game under 500.
And who does that point the finger back to, though?
I mean, look,
is that
the
not
one,
a bad
the
reflection?
One, the one-run games, I put some of the onus on the manager. You know, but the bullpen, if you asked the manager that question, he'd say the bullpen, because I think he was asked that.
Right.
What's the problem? And they are pointing. The bullpen's easy because it's, what guy are you talking about? It's a bunch of guys. It's the bullpen. So it's an easier way to kind of, I think, deflect. But I think the one-run games is the biggest indictment on the manager.
I'd say this team is super disappointing right now at the 45 game marker, wherever we are. I think this team is incredibly disappointing. I had much higher expectations, much higher hopes. And even if the record, let's say, Ted, was 24-21, just a couple games over 500, they're infuriating to watch. Yeah. They are like the bad base running, the errors, the strikeouts. Like, it's just one thing after another. There's no that's why I keep telling Alex every time we interview him, consistently inconsistent is the theme of the season.
Yeah. And what you didn't expect is like Whitlock to take a step back, Jaren Duran to not, like, they're not even playing close to what they were playing last year. Kind of like, really? And so, I don't know. It's just, there's a lot of really things that are unfortunate about this team right now.
Yeah, and there's a lot of things that are unfortunate about Bill Belichick's relationship over the last 6-8 months.
Nice.
And we have another piece of audio here from our guy, Pablo Torre, on the Dominic Foxworth podcast. So we know Bill Belichick once cost the Patriots a Super Bowl by not playing Malcolm Butler against the Eagles, right?
That's very, very fair to say.
Did he cost Jordan the Miss Maine competition? Do tell.
So Miss USA, which is the parent competition of Miss Maine, if they sent Jordan Hudson to the national competition, the millions of eyeballs from sports that would have attended and paid attention to that competition would have been vast. It would have been unprecedented in the history of that competition. And yet still they were like, we can't reward this. It's just a fascinating thing when a person becomes so much of a problem that you cannot benefit in any way from the ways in which maybe she is helping Belichick behind the scenes. Maybe he is happier behind the scenes in some very human ways. I'm not denying that. It's just that his feeling on it, when it comes to communicating with everybody else, has been mediated through her. I think that's the real mind of all of this for people around Bill, is that they need to go through her to reach, in some cases, the patriarch of the family and the program and the coach that they've been working for one way for 20 years, only to discover that actually he's going to start acting the opposite. And everybody's going to consider this school a laughingstock when it comes to what's happening for the football side of things.
So she's doing things in human ways for Bill. Is that what we're calling
it? She's humanizing. That's
what it is. Is that what we call it behind the scenes? Human ways. So basically, that was a long-winded way of saying they're kind of toxic right now. That the exposure they could have gotten, they would have liked, but it would have been too hot and bad, and the negativity it brought with it. I did also tell you guys, though, I was reading the power, the rankings of recruiting classes for next year, 2026. North Carolina's 13th. That's not too bad. If he has a, if he can improve on that slightly, have a top 10 recruiting class, maybe he will have some legs at North Carolina, or maybe it's a disaster this year and he doesn't even
and
make
you were
it to
ready
coach
to run him out of town already. But the fact, yes, the fact that they could have attracted millions of more eyeballs, impressions, clicks for the Miss America pageant, and their thought was, we can't let her in there, like, to attract the crazy. That's indicting, Ted.
Just to sum up the show real quick, 617 chimed in, all caps. As much as Andy Hart can annoy me sometimes, today's show was actually pretty damn good, not going to lie. Ted especially was excellent today. Mr. 617 out, he says. We are out as well. We did have some energy, some effort, and some attitude today.
Just a whole
today.
Bunch of fitsy ones.
Oh, there's fitsy ones. They hated me. There was a lot of hate Andy through there. So it was a interesting day here on WEEI Afternoons.
Portugal.
We'll be back again tomorrow at Fenway Park, 2-6. Big Red Sox game. Up next, we have Mego and Terp bringing you home 6-10. No Arcan tonight, but Mego and Terp. A lot of Celtics talk getting ready for Game 6 at Madison Square Garden tomorrow. We'll talk to you tomorrow afternoon. See you.
Let's go, Celtics! I need it! I need it! Let's go!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Nerds.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.